people have secrets. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The story seems to be Paula Broadwell, brilliant young woman, wants to do a thesis about a brilliant general, David Petraeus. He likes to mentor students. He is intrigued. He asked her to join him for a run, see if she can do a six-minute mile. And she talked about that first encounter last January on The Daily Show.
I thought I'd test him, but he was going to test me, and it ended up being kind of a test for both of us since we both ran pretty quickly. But that was the foundation of our relationship.
She passed the test, as she had passed every test. High school valedictorian, all-star basketball team, prom queen, graduated first in her class for fitness at West Point, went on to reach the rank of major, then goes to Harvard and still competes in the Ironman. And so she meets him in Afghanistan, and they start running on a regular basis.
And when I was in Kabul, we would do a lot of interviews on runs. For him, I think it was a good distraction from the war.
And then it develops into something more than running, more than just battlefield buddies. Their affair might never have been known if this driven woman hadn't apparently become jealous of another woman, Jill Kelly, who she falsely thought was muscling in. And she started sending emails so threatening Kelly went to the FBI. And the rest is on the front page. And yet, in the end, there was no breach of security. Petraeus, a CIA director, was no longer subject to the military's no adultery rule, and when confronted by the director of national intelligence, he resigned. So there'll be an investigation, of course, over who should have notified whom sooner, but it sounds to me like what we have here is a story as old as the hills. People have secrets, even heroes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.